This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Obama administration is asking Congress to approve about $60 billion in federal aid for recovery from Hurricane Sandy, hundreds of millions of dollars of which would go to Amtrak. From our Transportation Nation project at WNYC, Alex Goldmark reports.
Amtrak says it suffered $60 million in losses from Sandy, but it's asking Congress for more than $250 million to upgrade and prepare for next time.
These include things like backup power systems, fully submersible water pumps.
Petra Messick is a planner with Amtrak. She's thinking big and long term, including two new tunnels into Manhattan. The existing six tunnels are roughly a century old.
They will be built in the 21st century, and they will include a host of features that will make them more resilient.
Republicans in Congress have argued that expensive projects like these need a clear revenue stream and that the private sector can foot some of the bill. Robert Puentes of the Brookings Institution says that argument might be a tiny bit harder now.
Superstorm Sandy did change the conversation around infrastructure, particularly in the Northeast. The enormous bills we have from Sandy are not going to be borne by the private sector. It's ridiculous to think so.
But he says there is a role for the private sector. The question is, how big? In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.